Come on in, come on in. Grab any stuff you want. Oh, yeah, grab the big gym bag.
My name is Jeff Barnes, and I am the music specialist at Skyland Trail, which is a nonprofit mental health organization.
Here's your Saturday morning cartoon sound.
And we're here today to go through a music therapy session with a group of clients dealing with various mental issues.
My favorite percussion instrument is the shaky egg.
The role I feel that it serves is the way to take a deep breath in the middle of a day and have a chance to get outside of their heads and get into their bodies.
Okay. I'm going to count you in like I'm Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. All right, ready?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Everyone has a relationship with music. I get people who come in, they'll be very defensive when they come into a music class and say, I don't play music, I'm not a musician. And I often feel I have to put people at ease with that and say, well, maybe not, though. You might be a musician.
3, 4.
So often when people are going through treatment, it's just a lot of focus on that thought life. And sometimes if we can put that away for just even a half hour, that thinking, and just let ourselves be and let the body take over, there's a natural healing that just happens in that time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I do always try to go into a group fully expecting everyone to participate.
All right, we're not even going to rehearse this one. We're just going to kind of jump into it. Just let the rhythm guide you.
I kind of just act as if, I mean, everybody sings in this group. That's what we do.
That's right.
And so often people, yeah, like before they can get into self-doubt or withdraw, they just think, well, if everybody sings, I guess I'll sing. To me, it's a remembering how easy it can be just to be alive. For a lot of our clients, for a lot of everyone, being alive just sometimes is hard. And a little break from that and just letting that part of us that's very animalistic and rhythmic and natural take over and run the show for a while really is therapeutic.
Nice. You were wailing on that thing.
I was moving you.
When people are dealing with real severe depression, there's a look in someone's eye when they're down at the bottom of that. And it's terrible. And I know that.
William brought up a good point. He said, how about some mantra drumming? That's always fun. Who in here has ever tried meditating? Let me start with this.
I know they feel like they can't be touched. And a lot of the meaning has just been sucked out of the world. And that's really the lowest place a person can be.
Close your eyes. And let's start by just taking a deep breath. Let's do a big sigh together. Ready?
Oh,
cool. All right. And let your shoulders drop.
And sometimes through music and just some of the joy that gets generated in that room, I will see a little spark flash into someone's eye that is maybe a memory or maybe an emotion that's just been laying there, covered up for so long. And when it comes to life, even just for a second, there's just a physical change in their whole demeanor. And I've seen that 100 times. And it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Everything doesn't have to get better instantly. But if you give someone just a little bit of hope, the little switch in momentum that goes from hopeless to hopeful is light years of change.
What was that?
That was a random noise.
Sounded like the bass player fell over. Very nice. That was good. Good rhythm. Okay.